Theoretical recap. Visual Studio Code, versus Code, is a free, open-source code editor developed by Microsoft that has become the industry standard for web development. Understanding its interface is not optional. It is a foundational skill that directly impacts your daily productivity as a developer. The versus Code interface is organized around five main areas: the activity bar, left side icon column for switching between views like Explorer, Search, Git, and extensions; the sidebar, contextual panel that changes based on your activity bar selection; the editor area, the central zone where you write code; the panel, bottom area housing the integrated terminal, output, and problems tabs; and the status bar, the colored bottom strip showing project info, language mode, and errors. A common beginner mistake is ignoring the integrated terminal and opening a separate application instead. This breaks your workflow and slows you down. Another frequent error is not customizing versus code at all, which means missing out on extensions and shortcuts that save hours each week. The mental model to adopt: versus code is your cockpit. Every element is positioned intentionally, and learning the keyboard shortcuts is equivalent to learning to fly without looking at the controls. For example, pressing Ctrl plus P, CMD plus P on Mac, instantly opens any file by name, far faster than navigating the folder tree manually. Mastering the interface now means fewer context switches and more focus on actual code later. Workshop brief. This workshop is the direct practical continuation of the lesson Discover the versus Code interface, bars, panels, extensions. Your goal is to actively explore the versus Code interface with intentionally, practice the most essential keyboard shortcuts, and document your experience in a structured way. You will not be passively reading. You will be doing, testing, making mistakes, and reflecting. This is a hands-on session designed to build genuine muscle memory and interface fluency. By the end of this workshop, you should be able to navigate versus code confidently, open and manage files without touching the mouse, use the integrated terminal, and install an extension autonomously. Step 1. Interface mapping. Open versus code on your machine. Create a new folder called versus code workshop on your desktop or in your documents, and open it in versus code using file greater than open folder. Once the folder is open, take a few minutes to identify and locate each of the five interface areas described in the recap: activity bar, sidebar, editor area, panel, and status bar. Create a new file called interfacemap.txt directly from the Explorer panel. Do not use the menu. In this file, write a short description of each interface area in your own words: what it is, where it is located, and what you would use it for. Do not copy-paste from any source. The act of reformulating forces comprehension. Step 2. Essential keyboard shortcuts practice. This step is the core of the workshop. You will practice at least 10 keyboard shortcuts and document each one. Open a new file called shortcutslog.txt. For each shortcut you test, write the shortcut key combination, what it does, and one concrete use case where it would save you time as a developer. The shortcuts you must cover include opening the command palette, Ctrl plus Shift plus P, CMD plus Shift plus P, quick file open, Ctrl plus P, CMD plus P, toggle the integrated terminal, Ctrl plus, CMD plus, split the editor, Ctrl plus backslash, CMD plus backslash, CMD plus backslash, go to a specific line, Ctrl plus G, CMD plus G, comment slash uncomment a line, Ctrl plus slash, CMD plus slash, duplicate a line, Shift plus Alt plus down, Shift plus Option plus down, move a line up or down, Alt plus up slash down, Option plus up slash down, multi-cursor selection, Alt plus click, Option plus click, and find and replace, Ctrl plus H, CMD plus H. Test every single one of these shortcuts in an actual file. Create a file called practice.txt and use it as your sandbox. Add dummy text, move lines around, comment them, use multi-cursor, and get comfortable. Step 3. Integrated terminal and extensions. Open the integrated terminal using the shortcut you just learned. In the terminal, type echo hello from versus code and press enter. Take note of what you observe. Then, navigate to your versus code workshop folder using the cd command if needed, and create a new file directly from the terminal using touchnotes.txt on Mac / Linux, or echo greater than notes.txt on Windows. Verify that the file appears in the Explorer panel immediately. This cross-panel connection is fundamental to understanding how versus code integrates your workflow. Next, go to the extensions view, activity bar, search for prettier, code formatter, install it, and write two sentences in your shortcuts log.txt explaining what prettier does and why a developer would use it. You are allowed to search online for this information. Step 4. Reflection and submission document. create a final file called reflection.txt. In this file, answer the following questions in plain English, using complete sentences. Which shortcut surprised you the most and why? Which area of the VS Code interface do you think you will use the most and why? What was the most difficult part of this workshop? What would you do differently if you had to redo it? This reflection is not cosmetic. It is a deliberate practice of metacognition, which is one of the most important skills for a self-directed developer. Your ability to identify your own knowledge gaps and learning patterns will determine how fast you progress throughout this course. Submission. Once you have completed all four steps, your VS Code workshop folder should contain at minimum interface map.txt, shortcuts log.txt, practice.txt, notes.txt, and reflection.txt. Compress the folder into a zip file and submit it before the deadline. You have a recommended time of 2 hours to complete this workshop. Work independently if possible, but you are fully allowed to consult the previous lessons in this course, the official VS Code documentation, YouTube tutorials, or any other internet resource. Getting help is permitted, but make sure the words and reflections in your files are genuinely yours.